Today my guest is Kevin Griffin. Kevin, how you doing?
David, good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's my third time. Actually, it's my fourth time,
well,
but it's my third
audio
live
one
time.
On one yeah. of them, yeah. So you've got a new career now. You just recently started up your own company.
You
are a startup.
I have a couple of different startups. So I have my independent consulting that I do, and then I've also been working for a little over a year on a project called WinSitter.
Okay.
And WinSitter is a Windows Server monitoring and analysis solution for server admins that just don't have time to be server admins.
This is a commercial product that you're reselling.
Exactly. It's a software as a service.
Software as a service. So you're hosting it as well?
But yes.
Oh, okay. And you wrote this?
I did.
All right. In .NET? In PowerShell?
It's on the .NET stack. It runs up in Windows Azure.
Huh.
The local client runs on .NET 4. And we take advantage of the service bus, all the Azure stuff, and I could go on and on about that.
Let's start with what it does. You said it's a monitoring tool of some kind?
It's a monitoring service. Okay. So what we do is when you sign up for WinSitter, you install our little service, our agent, we call them,
okay,
on all the servers that you want to monitor.
Okay.
And what these agents do is they collect information about the performance and the statistics of how your hardware is performing.
Such as memory usage?
Memory usage, processor usage, disk space, disk performance. We have about 13 categories currently of things that we check.
Okay.
And we were just talking about hardware, but we're also checking, say, Windows services.
Whether they're started or stopped.
Exactly. If a Windows service is marked as automatic, but it's not started, there might be a possible problem there.
Right.
There are cases where that's perfectly acceptable. Mm. And we have a whitelist of acceptable services. And we also will give the users a chance to say, I have this unique service that is also a known automatically stopped service. I want to add it to my own whitelist.
Okay, so don't worry about that one. It's fine.
But a great example is if you have a server that's running SQL Server.
Yeah.
And SQL Server is marked as automatic, but it's not started. Your SQL Server database is down.
It tends to perform very poorly when the service is not started.
Yes. So that's something you would want a notification about.
Hmm.
But it's not something you would know about until one of your DBAs or a developer or a user calls and says that the software's not working the way I would expect it to.
Yeah.
And you finally figure out, oh, it's because this SQL Server's down. And WinSitter would just tell you as soon as it happens.
Okay. Is it like polling every X seconds? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, we're pretty much constantly looking at the system. Certain things we look over a time period. Some things we're looking at maybe once every minute or so.
I see.
And we're not the type of people that will send you a notification immediately.
Okay.
We'll wait for it to actually become a problem. So a good example is SQL Server. If SQL Server just goes down for a moment or two,
okay,
but then restarts itself and comes back up, if it's within a threshold, we won't send you a notification because it repaired itself. We don't care.
Or maybe somebody manually, deliberately stopped it.
Exactly. And there are cases where you might take a server down for maintenance.
Right.
We have all those control scenarios built in the WinSitter.
Okay.
So you won't get spammed unless something really catastrophic goes wrong.
So a service running, that's a binary event. It's either running or it's not running.
Pretty much.
Pretty easy. But memory usage, disk space, CPU percent usage, that's analog. That's a continuum.
Yep.
There's acceptable values, there's unacceptable values. What are you doing with that?
So right now for, say, RAM usage, we go through and we look at the, you know, how much you have and how much are you using, and how much are you using over a period of time. So if we've been tweaking it, but I would say it's over about a 10-minute period right now. We're looking at statistics. One of the things that we're always working on tweaking is what are you running on your server that would cause that? Because if you're running SQL Server, SQL Server is very greedy.
Yeah, it
uses
to take all the resources
as much
it can.
RAM as you want. As a server admin, I don't want notifications just because the server is acting the way it should.
Okay.
And we're working on the safeguards to prevent you from getting notifications due to those events.
Okay, so we're basically setting notifications when some average industry threshold is exceeded. Yeah.
So another great example is we monitor disk performance. So if you have a disk that's performing very highly, so it's
time to read and time to write.
That's exactly. If that's taking more than it probably should, Windows will report back percentages. Hmm. So if your disk queue is at 90-some percent, you can get those numbers back. Hmm. What we do is we look over a period of time. And if your average is above a certain threshold over that period of time, there is possibly a problem that you might need to look at.
Okay. So tell me a little about the architecture here. You're monitoring, you have an agent that runs on the server,
mm-hmm.
and it's monitoring all of these measurables.
Yep.
And it's reporting out to the cloud in Windows Azure.
Exactly.
And it's Azure that's actually taking care of capturing that data, reading and averaging it, and sending out notifications.
Exactly.
Right?
We have our Azure architecture is a web role and a worker role. Our worker role is responsible for talking to all the agents via Windows Azure Service Bus.
Hmm.
So it works over normal firewall ports, okay. 80, actually it's SSL, so it's 443. You don't have to worry about opening additional firewalls, which is a big deal with a lot of other enterprise apps. They require special ports to be opened, and depending on your company, your infrastructure, that may or may not be something you can do.
Yeah. There would definitely have to be a meeting in any good-sized company.
With WinSitter, we use SSL, and it just works because not many people block SSL.
Right.
Outgoing.
And then my Azure then is you've got some role that's probably a worker role is sending out emails, right?
Yep.
Or text messages.
Soon as these messages are coming in from all the agents, uh-huh. we're processing the data. We don't store anything unless we're looking at periods of time. So performance is, we'll store performance information for a period of time.
Uh-huh.
And once we're done, we don't need that information anymore. It gets thrown away. We're looking at, in the future, holding long,
maybe archiving it.
Archiving it, but a lot of people that we have talked to have said, "I don't really care how my disks were performing last week.
Right.
I care about how they're performing now."
Right.
So we don't have the use case where we really want to archive that stuff at the moment.
What do these alerts look like? Are they emails, text messages,
phone calls, midnight? It can be emails.
Showing up your door, knocking on the door. Hey.
By default, it's an email.
Okay.
If you'll get an email without having to go on and turn any switches on. Additionally, you can ask for SMS to be sent to you, and additionally a voice phone call.
Oh, really?
So if you're sitting at your desk, you're at home, and you're not listening to text messages, but your phone rings, and you go over and pick it up, and it says WinSitter, you might want to answer that call. We have...
You might regret it, but...
Well, we also have built-in blackout...
Probably bad news.
We also have built-in blackout times, so if you don't want to receive phone calls after 7 o'clock in the evening, we won't call you.
Interesting. Can I route to say call Dave during the daytime, but call Kevin at night?
That's actually on our feature list.
Okay.
we've thought about that. We have a couple customers that have the pagers,
yep.
and or the call trees, and say, right. you're on tonight, you're on this week, and we'd like to put those features in the WinSitter where we can support that.
Anything else?
So WinSitter is currently in beta. Means you can use it as much as you want for nothing.
You can download it, install it, and start using it, and sign up for the service.
Exactly.
Where is that?
You go to winsitter.com, and there's a big old button that says log in, and you go to our dashboard. The account takes 2 minutes to create, and you download our agent. Our agent supports silent install, so you can push it out through a group policy to all your servers. And within 2 minutes of installation, you can actually go to your dashboard and see all your servers being monitored.
And then at some point, it'll switch from being a beta to being version 1.0, and then it'll be a commercial product. You'll be charging for it.
Exactly.
Is that be a monthly fee?
It's going to be a monthly fee per server.
Okay.
What We're still in negotiations about how we want to do our pricing, but we're looking at computer packages. So between 1 and 5 servers, between 6 okay. and 15 servers. We haven't decided on what the final rates are going to be in the packages. But you're looking at just dollars a month per server to get full analysis and monitoring support.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a time frame in mind?
Till we go live?
Till you go live, yeah.
If I have my way, it should be out by the end of February or end of March. But you know how rarely we get our way. So we will definitely be out before the beginning of summer.
Okay.
But if I can have it out by February, March, that'd be fantastic for me.
What happens to the beta users when it goes live? So they have to decide whether to keep using it and pay, or what's that?
The beta users will be gracefully downgraded to our free package.
Oh, you will have our free one.
We will have a free package.
Less service.
So another thing that we haven't quite decided on, it's either it's going to be a free package or a free trial package.
Okay.
And those are details that you'll get from winsitter.com when we go live.
Okay.
But the current beta users that we have now will get very, very good offers
okay.
when we hit that live switch. So if you are really interested in Windows monitoring and you want to be in WinSitter, just make sure you have an account before we flip that switch, because
okay.
we'll take
it. It is an open beta. It's not an invitation-only thing. It just goes...
We used to be invitation-only. We flipped that switch about a month or two ago. So you can just go and sign up for an account and start rolling.
Okay, and I like the idea. This sounds like it's not necessarily for the people that have a large staff of IT professionals that are monitoring
no.
their service, or that have... But it helps for that one guy that's burdened with all these servers
yep.
and he's got all these other jobs. And
if your company has 5,000 servers, you probably have the budget for enterprise level monitoring solutions.
Okay.
And you also have the staff that knows how to use enterprise level monitoring solutions.
Now, that's the other thing. This is more simplified here. A lot of the things
it
are
is.
Just configured for you.
When this
you
used is
the word opinionated earlier.
Very opinionated.
Is that it just decides what. What the threshold should be, what things should monitor, and suggests. You said before, I think off camera, that it'll suggest some solutions even.
Yes. So if something goes wrong, say a service is down, we'll give you a couple items that you might want to look at. We're not guaranteeing that those are the fixes.
Right.
But as technologists, when something goes wrong, the first thing we do is we go Google for it. We Bing for it. We bingle for it. And we look to see what the solution is. WinSitter, we figured, why can't we just do a little bit of that work for you? We know what these issues that we're going to report on are.
Okay.
Why can't we just give you a starting point for
sure.
possible solutions?
And that should take care of the majority of cases.
Exactly.
You'll be sending the most common
yep.
solutions there. Great. So winsitter.com. People should go there.
Winsitter.com.
All right.
Yes.
Kevin, thanks a lot.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it. WinSitter is your friend in technology.